Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Are you going to win $5,000 this morning playing Beat the Bank
Extreme?
I don't know. We'll find out shortly. We got a password for you here in less than 10 minutes, Kid Nation. We're getting close to playing again. So make sure you're listening and hold on to that password. You'll need it to gain entry into one of the vaults, and then it's up to you. How long are you going to stay in that vault?
Yeah.
Claim all that money before the door closes. Beat the Bank Extreme is officially back. But right now, let's get petty.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time.
Or maybe you're just sometimes petty. We'll take both. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, you can use that phone number to text or call the show with your petty. You can also slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram, Twitter.
All right.
Anna's looking at the DMs for us. And I got a couple that came in on my DM. This one says, hey, JC, my girlfriend has been going on about her friend's perfect man and how he always takes her car for a wash on Sundays before football games.
Mm.
And then he brings her donuts on the way back.
My goodness.
So yesterday I woke up, took her car for a wash, had them put that new car smell in it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she hates new car smell. It makes her gag. I also brought her a donut, too. Cream filled. She hates those, too. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
No good deed, right?
Well, you went from going from hero to probably getting yelled at.
Yeah.
But you got your petty in, so that's all good. Also from the text. This one's from the text. My friend always steals my snacks at lunch. She just reaches in and takes whatever she wants without asking. So I started licking my grapes every morning when I get my lunch ready. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I cannot stand reachers. When people just reach and grab whatever you're eating without asking.
But what if it's your wife?
That's our biggest issue at dinner.
Yeah. Same.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kelly. Because I'll ask her, I'm like, oh, what do you want to eat? And she goes, I'm not that hungry. I'm not that hungry.
I'm going to eat some of yours.
I'm just going to get a side salad. I'm getting my quesadillas, and that's all for me. And then what happens when my quesadillas show up? She eats half of it.
Or at least just one.
Get your own quesadillas.
We had the biggest fights over that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm a reacher.
He reenacts me coming over with my fork. Yeah, like I'm some sort of monster.
Well, maybe y'all should learn to share. Or order share. Extra for us.
But then I'm left hungry.
You're not going without. We just want to taste. Why can't you get that? We just want to taste.
But you never want to taste.
Take anything off my plate. I don't care.
I just want a fry and half of the burger.
Thank you. Thank you.
You never want to taste.
I don't want to order it myself, though.
Of stuff that's not our favorite stuff. Like,
but you know my issue, and I don't know if this happens to you. I'm such a slow eater. So when you're done with your food, and then I'm still eating because I eat real slowly. I was never in that competitive mindset as an only child, you know? Yeah. That then you start encroaching on my food because I haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, yes.
But I'm still eating.
I'm a fry grabber.
One's fine. It's when you have one taste and then you like it so much you keep going. Yeah. That's where the problems come in.
I got you.
What's up, Amy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. I hear you got a petty Monday for us.
I do. Right. I have Thai water in the cases at my house, and I got really sick and tired of finding half-drank bottles all over my house, and I've worn and worn and worn, so from now on, I let my husband know ahead of time, I top them all off and put them back in the fridge so the kids have to reuse the same ones over and over.
Oh, I got you.
With tap water?
Yeah.
No, just with other bottles. I take them all and fill them back up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
No.
I thought you meant tap water.
Yeah. Yeah, you're mixing all the spits together.
The backwash is getting in.
So you're getting a one-third backwash in some of those bottles.
I'd rather have the tap water.
I'd rather have the tap water, too. That's why it's petty from Amy.
Gotcha.
Well done, though, Amy.
Yeah.
Stop leaving those bottles around, kids.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating.
We have magic markers. We try to put their initials on all the bottle caps. Frustrating.
My kids will do it with the Gatorade. And that makes me even more mad because Gatorade is a little more expensive than the water.
I take one sip and forget. It's not mine.
It's not mine. Yes, it is. Hi, Autumn.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to Petty Monday. Go ahead.
Okay, I told my father-in-law to stop leaving his clothes in the dryer, but he doesn't get them out, so I just put them back in the dirty clothes every time.
Oh, your father-in-law?
Yes.
Now, are you guys living in his house or is he living with you guys?
He's living with us until Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you keep doing your thing then.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say, that one kind of depends on who's paying the mortgage.
Yeah, that's a straight-up guy thing, too.
Yeah.
Laundry, you get kind of petty after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do. It's a lot. When you're sitting there unballing socks.
Mm-hmm. Folding.
And nobody bothered to unball, and then they get washed and dried, so you take them out, and they're still soaking wet in the middle.
Makes
me so mad. Kenzie wants me to fold the laundry sometimes, and I'll forget. I mean, I mean to, I want to, but I just forget.
His sister gets wrinkled.
So her thing is now, well, she straightens it out on the bed. All I have to do is fold it now. Oh. So her thing is now she crumples my shirts up and throws them down.
Wow.
Yeah.
She lays
so
them out for you?
Yeah, she leaves them out, and then I got to fold it.
You take my dryer
and you know what?
Out.
I'll start folding the laundry when you stop reaching over to my plate.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, really? This is turning up into a personal petty Monday on the show.
You're going to have so many dirty clothes this week.
I know. And it's going to be all my fault. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome to Petty Monday. All right, what is it towards your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
I'd been asking him to do the dishes, and then he hadn't done them, and Friday we got into an argument about it. So on Saturday, when I went to the grocery store, I bought Christmas cookies, and I sat on the couch, and I ate them while listening to Christmas music, because he hates Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's harmless.
I like it. I like it. That's like a good petty right there. That's that funny petty.
Yeah.
Good job, Christina. Well done. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, hit us with it. What you do?
Okay, so I caught my, well, now ex-boyfriend cheating. This was about 6 months ago. And so a few days later, I moved out. But while I was packing my stuff, I took all the labels off the canned goods.
That is the best petty you could do when somebody does you wrong.
Uh-huh.
And you move.
He's a chef.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Did he call you afterwards?
Yeah, he was like, what did you do? Starts calling me all these names, and I'm like, boy, bye.
Yeah, boy
bye.
That's still better than you cheating on me, by the
boy
way.
Boy bye.
Enjoy your mystery casserole.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
Good, pretty good.
Yeah, take that one. We've heard people do that before. Take Elizabeth's petty in case somebody does you wrong like that. Goes with roommates as well.
Yep.
Patricia.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
So, what did you do?
This is parent petty right here.
It is. So my son is obsessed with Fortnite. He is 10 years old, and he's also a redhead, so he has that extra little fire with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he stays up. We allow him to play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And he stays up on Fridays and Saturdays till 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, I have to get up at 6. And this one particular night, I actually had to get up at 5:30 to take my oldest to a baseball tournament before work. So I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's yelling at the TV. I told him, turn it off. I'm mad because here I am, 3 o'clock in the morning. So finally, the next morning, my oldest wakes him up and says, oh my God, we're late for the bus. Get up. And he gets up and starts getting dressed and then falls asleep in his chair. And we leave him there. I'm like, you know what? He woke me up. He can just stay in that chair.
There you go. That'll learn.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids.
Learn.
Especially now that Fortnite came back and it's a new season. They're hooked again, Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Patricia. Good luck with your son. And Brittany.
Hey, good morning.
What'd you do to your husband?
I unfriended him on Facebook because he never likes my pictures.
Unfriended her husband because he's not liking the pictures. Fellas, remember to like your wife's pictures, please. It'll help you a lot.
I didn't know it was that deep.
I appreciate all your calls, Kid Nation, and your text messages for Petty Monday. But hey, we got a password for you here. It's officially back. Beat the Bank Extreme. Every day around this time, and again an hour from now, we'll hook you up with a password. You'll need that password to play and gain entry into one of the vaults. Now, the password you need this hour is pumpkin.
Hmm?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
We'll also accept pumpkin.
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 Yeah, we'll accept pumpkin. But pumpkin is your password. That means your chance to win $5,000 is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, so excited. It's time for Beat the Bank Extreme. We gave you the password, Kid Nation, 10 minutes ago, and now it's time to call in and cash in. Up to $5,000 up for grabs in one of the vaults. In fact, many of the vaults have $5,000. Some have $2,000. Some have $1,000 in there.
Wow.
You got to find the correct one. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What number you want to go with, Jenna?
Ooh, 23.
Caller number 23. Boom. You get to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
So extreme.
48 vaults, yo.
Yeah, 48. You get to pick out of those 48. And hopefully you find one with a lot of money in it. We're getting a lot of messages saying, hey, woke up this morning to the news of the tornadoes in your guys' areas. Glad you guys are okay. Yeah, we had a little scary moment last night. We had tornadoes in our area.
Kind of out of nowhere, yeah.
Kind of out of nowhere. It was during the football game, so a lot of people were watching football and not realizing that it was actually pretty bad unless you switched over to the news channels. And, yep. I mean, at one point, I realized it was bad because those tornado alarms came on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To where I was like, I don't even know how to react. You know, because it just happens, and I don't know where to go. Am I supposed to leave the house? And Jenna, you're so right, because you wrote in your blog this morning that they tell you get to your safe spot, but if you don't know where that is in your house,
that predetermined.
Yeah, you got to almost go through it.
And this is the thing.
Yeah.
I grew up in Ohio. We had tornadoes all the time in the Midwest. Obviously, you've seen that before. I mean, a school down the street from where I lived, I mean, just destroyed. Yeah, we had tornadoes all the time this time of year, but in Ohio, everyone has a basement. Mm. And that's just, so everyone knows, that's how we're taught. Even in school, yeah, we had basements. So we would go down to the cafeteria, we would go downstairs. But, you know, when you live in the South and in Texas, hardly anyone I know has a basement in Texas, right?
I've never seen one, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, watching the news going, well, at least I know, you know, usually to get in a bathtub or in a closet on a low floor or in a stairwell in an apartment building. But they never once said it on the news. And I'm like, how do I know my safe spot? I'm on the third floor in a townhome, and then we turn the news on, and the tornado. I live right by the airport where
you
it touched
really
down.
Close
yeah,
to it,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was intense over there.
Ours is we decided, because our house basically has an exterior wall everywhere.
Yeah.
So we decided it's probably best to go into our laundry room, and there's a little hallway right there. So I sit in the hallway, and the kids and the wife are in the laundry room because it's, you know, not much room in there.
Yeah.
So that's where we wrote it out until the alarms went off.
In my little apartment, every room has a window, so you're supposed to get away
the
from the window.
The stairwells are usually the safest there.
And I tell you what, my dog Curtis is the best alarm ever, because I couldn't tell anything was going on outside, and then he kind of started freaking a little bit and kind of being uneasy, and sure enough, 30 minutes later, you know, all hell was kind of breaking loose. So he's a great, I don't know what that sense is that
the dog.
My pug's sound asleep.
Yeah, I went outside after the major storm passed our house, the most beautiful electric storm.
I know.
It was incredible.
But it's so calm, it's scary.
It was so far away, I never heard the thunder.
Oh, it was. The craziest
after
thunder.
It had passed. I heard it as it was going around the house, but then in the distance, I even videoed, and it doesn't translate. You can see it on my Instagram story. It does not translate how awesome and scary, but beautiful that lightning storm.
Well,
it was more incredible than any fireworks show I've ever seen. It was crazy.
Well, not awesome for the people that lost, you know, homes,
houses,
and buildings.
Businesses.
Is really bad.
Yeah. So we're thinking about you, and Kid Nation, thank you for checking in on us.
Yeah.
Here in the office, we were okay. But Kelly, you were not okay at Career Day from your Instagram story.
No, I hesitate to talk too much about it because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
What happened, Kelly?
Your feelings were hurt a little bit.
So I was asked to do career day at my daughter's school.
Yeah.
And the first person I asked if that's okay was my daughter.
Sure.
Because she's at an age, she's in middle school. I don't want to embarrass her. And she said, just don't embarrass me. Okay, that's it. But they tried to do something different this year where they set you up at your own table in the library instead of going to the classrooms and doing a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked people to be there from 8:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m.
So all day, and people are supposed to come see you.
So these are people that don't have careers? I mean,
it's career day.
Oh.
That's what I was said. Well, number one, I can't be there at 8:30 because I have a job. And then I've got a lot of stuff going on. I'll give you 2 hours. Because I thought that was a gracious plenty, right?
2 hours is perfect.
But some people were there literally all day.
Really? Oh, wow.
Bless those
and
people.
So I walk into the room, and I just walk in, just me. And then I see all these people with these big displays. It's almost like they're...
Like a science fair?
A trade show.
A trade show. That's the word.
Well, you want to show slides, and you want to show things that the kids could pick up and touch so that they could, you know, kids like to touch things. And
right. What am I supposed to bring? Well, headshots? What am I supposed to bring?
Surely you had
you put it on a live podcast.
Donna engineer or somebody
well,
show
Well, I ended
up
doing a live Instagram.
You could have brought a board, and you could push buttons and show them, this is how to turn on the mic and talk into the microphone.
Now, granted, I'm there a couple hours after everyone's been there. And I get the very last table in the far back of the room.
Okay.
Oh.
I was the last one there, right?
That's fine. Last stop for the kids. Perfect.
But no kids are, I mean, seriously, it was so bad. Oh, it was embarrassing. I had no way, your name and everything is flat on the table. So unless a kid comes over and looks down at your paper, they don't know who you are. And so I'm sitting there and it's like, this is embarrassing. No kids coming up to me. They kind of just walk by. They have their backs to me.
Oh.
And so finally, after about 45 minutes of this, a woman comes up to me. She says, I have to apologize.
Oh,
I took your spot because I needed the power source. And they had me at the front table as soon as you walk in.
Oh,
library. Because she needed a power source.
And you were late.
And because I told them I was going to be late.
Well,
I got bumped to the back of the room. And the kids are given a map.
That's where the problem is.
Showing where the radio show host is supposed to sit. She said, I can't tell you how many kids have come up to me. Are you Kelly Raspberry?
So she had a nice time at career day.
She had, yeah.
She had great. And then she sucked him into her little spiel. I don't even know what she did.
What'd she do?
So I don't know. I was like, go back to your front row table. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so bad.
That would make
my
me
daughter
mad.
Came and sat with me, and I even like,
you're embarrassed
this
her.
This was so embarrassing. Nobody cared. It was bad. It was bad. And then finally, right before, because all of her friends from volleyball and stuff, they Emma Kelly told them I was there. And I had, like, before I left, I had a party going on.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah, because about 15 or 10 or 15 of her kids that she were friends with. I mean, literally, I had 10 minutes left because I was like, I'm out of here.
Emma Kelly, where's your mom's table set up?
Uh-huh.
It's way back over there.
And they just came by and were hanging out and talking to me and, you know, get their little questionnaires filled out. I was like, you need
That's
an ego check.
That's what scares me for career day.
You need an ego check. You go to your daughter or your son's middle school career
day. I don't know if I can.
The good
I don't know
thing
if I can
about
take that.
The classroom situation is that they're kind of like hostage in there.
Yeah.
They have to sit there and listen to you.
And the teacher makes them ask questions. And I'll tell you, it's the same. You know, they did have a sheet of paper where a teacher decided to give them questions to ask. Like, at what age did you decide this was the career you wanted? What education did you get? But most of the kids... Who's the most famous person you've met?
Of course.
Have you met Justin Bieber?
I was like, well, why don't you tell me who your favorite celebrity is, and I'll tell you if I've met them. And then they would be, like, dumbfounded. They couldn't think of... Do you like singers?
Oh, I thought they'd say TikTok people.
They couldn't think... I mean, it was
really?
Like... They were asking me my most favorite celebrity. They couldn't name one. Half of them, like...
way to turn it
on, like,
Kelly.
Taylor Swift?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I met her.
Yeah.
Do you like Billie Eilish?
Sure.
Yeah, haven't met her. This is what it was. So anyway.
That's what career
that
day turns into.
That was my career day.
I'm not answering a question until you give me a better placement in the career day.
How did Emma Kelly do at her volleyball tournament? Or her again?
Well, the first one, they won.
Yeah.
And then they had to go back. Okay, so they won Friday night. And if they had lost, they were going to be completely out of it. But because they won...
Which is what a parent wants.
They had to go the next morning.
Yes, that's usually what happens when you win. Yeah,
win or lose. Win or lose or something. I don't remember. They had to go win or lose. They had to go for a consolation bracket. So, okay, Thursday night... I'm getting mixed up. Thursday night, if they would have lost, they would have been out of it. But they won. Friday night, win or lose, they had to go Saturday
morning. Yeah, for third place.
So
you get punished for being good, you know?
So we had to, and I missed the first match because I overslept.
Oh, Kelly Raspberry.
And I walked in. It's the best of three. Her dad. She was with her dad. It was best of three.
Well, she couldn't plug in an alarm clock. She was a bad placement with it.
I was so exhausted. It was just a week. So best of three. And of course, I walk in. Everybody's like, Kelly, Emma Kelly played so awesome.
Did you lie to her and tell her you were there the whole time?
She knew. Oh, okay. I mean, it's obvious. But I did get to see. So they won that first set, and then they lost the second. But it was good.
13-year-old Emma Kelly, by the way. She finally turned 13.
Actually, they lost and lost. I don't remember.
Way to pay attention.
I don't remember.
Oh, you were sleepy.
Yeah, you were too sleepy. Yeah.
But I think they lost and lost.
This weekend was her birthday.
Her actual birthday was Saturday.
Saturday.
And last Wednesday night, we had a little party, and my father reminded me. You know, when Emma Kelly was born, I've done this for a few children. I wrote her a card and hashed to keep it sealed until her 13th birthday.
People have been asking about that.
Shock ran through my body because that moment I remembered. I remember that envelope. I have no idea where it is.
Did you find it?
I went, Emma Kelly, she's not helping me look for nothing. She doesn't care. So I have boxes and boxes of all the stuff I've kept for her from when she was in preschool. So I am on the floor going through box and box of crap. And I'm like getting ready to toss half of this stuff. Every piece of cotton she's glued to a piece of paper and called it art. That's going in the trash.
Sorry, Emma Kelly.
I mean, you keep all that stuff thinking it means so much to you.
Well, I'm keeping it just in case they become famous. That way it's going to be worth something one day.
I'm digging. And I think through my fourth box, I mean, I was about to give up hope. I found it.
You did find it.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, yes.
He actually mailed it to her on her first birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there was a little bit of fuzzy. So because it was mailed to our old address, and the date on it was on, she was 1 year old, and they had mailed it to her to open on her 13th. And so I found it, but she wasn't with me. And I told my parents, I found it.
Uh-huh.
Thank the Lord. And they want to wait and open it with her.
Oh, so you haven't opened it yet?
No, we're going to do it today because she was with her father all weekend.
Watch it only say, happy birthday.
It better have some deep meaning.
The Bang Extreme. Beat the Bang Extreme. First day to play. First bank to yank. First vault to halt. First op to shop. Beat the Bang Extreme. Beat the Bang Extreme.
Oh, yes, it's officially back, Kid Nation.
It is back.
You could win up to $5,000 right here. Let's meet our contestant. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
What up, my brother?
Going awesome. What you got going on this morning, buddy?
Just dropped my wife's van off. Having problems with her brakes, so this money will come in handy.
Gotta have brakes.
Yeah, those are pretty necessary, Derek, you know? Gotta keep the family safe.
Yeah, gotta have it. So hopefully this $5,000 will help me out some.
All right. Hey. All right. I like your optimism, sir.
Now, Derek, you got step one completed. Now, step two, before you get to choose a vault, is giving us a password. Do you have the password?
Hello. Yes, it is.
Please enter your password.
Oops.
Oh.
Password accepted.
Oh, he already had it. My man's had it.
We got it.
That's our first day playing, so I'm going to get it all right again for round two. Don't you worry, Kid Nation. Derek, congratulations. You have the correct password. Now, which vault out of the 48 did you like to go with?
I'm going to go... Today's the 21st, my wife's birthday. I'm going with number 21.
Oh, and it's your wife's birthday?
Happy birthday to her. What's her name? Let's give a shout out.
Her name is Tamika.
Tamika, happy birthday.
Tamika.
Derek's in here trying to win some money. Okay, so here's how the game works, Derek. We're just going to remind Kid Nation, because I'm sure you already remember. We're going to put you in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those are going to increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Derek, is to yell stop when you think that banker's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will pull out of the vault. Now, the only tip we can tell you is that if you hear any number followed by the word 1,000, it's not going to go up any higher. So if you hear 1,000, stop. If you hear 2,000, stop. If you hear 5,000, definitely stop, because if you don't, that door's going to keep going and it'll close and you won't get nothing, okay?
Pump them brakes, brother.
All right, Derek.
All right, I got it.
It's all up to you. Pull out as much money as you can, Derek. Let's play.
Beat the Bank Extreme!
50. 110. 230. 280. 350. 410. 520.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
I'm a pumpkin break.
Apparently, I'm nervous.
The brakes cost $520.
Well, man, all that $5,000 optimism you had about.
Come on. You said he got nervous.
Don't worry about it. My man's Derek wanted the money and he got it.
Tamika's going to get brakes.
I got,
for-
ner- I,
Yeah, I got nervous. I had to stop, man.
I know. I feel you.
Hey, that's easy money for you right there, Derek. $520. That's ball number 21, so mark it off if all that's right. The one you wanted. Derek took it. Now, Derek, that's your money. You get to keep it. It goes in your pocket just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
600.
All right. A little jump.
680. 710. 750. 810. 860. 940.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, there you go.
You know what, Derek? Maybe that would have tricked you into thinking it was going to go all the way to 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000, and you would have lost. So maybe it's better to pull out the 520.
Yeah.
Exactly. At least I did good.
At least you
did,
the buddy. Front brakes fixed.
You know? Maybe the front brakes.
Yeah.
Maybe the back, too. All right, Derek. Thank you for playing, buddy. You enjoy that $520, and happy birthday to your wife, Mika. And hold on. We'll get you all set up, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bro.
Thank you.
There it goes. Round one officially complete with Beat the Bank Extreme. Now, here's the thing. We're going to hook you up with another password in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation. Brand new password. Forget the one Derek just used. That was his. Now, you get your very own here in about 30 minutes.
Nice.
With Beat the Bank Extreme. And coming up next, it's time to get our love expert. She's got those glasses on today. Looking right.
My computer glasses.
Looking all good over there, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
All right. We'll dive deep into your relationship problems with love letters to Kelly. And, by the way, in 1 hour, Karamo Brown is going to give us a call from Queer Eye. He's on Dancing with the Stars.
Back tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be calling. This guy's super cool, man. So I can't wait to talk to him on the phone here in about an hour. And we'll get into Love Letters to Kelly next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we just had our dude Derek come in here, play Beat the Bank Extreme for round one. And he walked away with $520. It could have been like 970, though, you know?
All right. You got
to stay in there. We got another password for you coming up here in about 20 minutes. So make sure you're listening up, Kid Nation. But right now, let's get into... by the way, Karamo Brown from Queer Eye and Dancing with the Stars is less than an hour away. About an hour away, we'll be talking to him on the phone. Really cool dude.
Got it.
So I'm excited to talk with him. And we do have our love expert in studio with us. And this weekend... made me feel like I'm going to have to write her here in a couple years.
Oh, really? A couple years?
My daughter's really into boys.
How old is she?
She was six, and she was cheerleading this weekend on Friday at the high school game.
She's going to be trouble.
And I caught her doing her little cheerleader walk, or what she deems to be a cheerleader while her little booty shaking.
Yeah.
With her little friend over to the bench every time to go talk to the football players during the game. And she had to constantly be pulled away by the high school cheerleaders. Like, no, young lady, you come over here. I'm like, man, I'm going to have to write Kelly.
That's funny.
How do I get my daughter to stop?
That's funny.
All right, but right now it's about your problems, Kid Nation. Let's do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a single, childless, 29-year-old who absolutely sucks at dating. Oh. Since spring, my relationship with a longtime friend has deepened. We talk every day. Our conversations are much more personal. We've both stated how we're interested and attracted to one another. We've not done any form of laundry yet, just hugs. Anyway, the problem is he recently told me he was going on a cruise while he was on the blanking cruise ship sailing away. I was so angry with him, I had no idea. But I didn't tell him my feelings because it was via text and I didn't want to be the chick who yells at a guy over text. Instead, I told him, don't bother with the internet package and just enjoy his trip. Unbeknownst to him, I needed a few days to analyze my feelings. Consensus, I've never felt so disrespected in my life.
My.
I like him because he's always been so sweet and considerate, but this is a huge red flag to me, and I don't even know if it's worth it now. I know I have a problem giving up on people pretty easily, but his actions are telling me he doesn't care. Am I overreacting? He comes back from the cruise in a couple of days. Should I confront him? I'm a hot mess. I need your help. Amy.
Well, you're thinking about it way too much, way more than he is, I promise you. He's just not as into it or as deep into it as you thought he was. And
Something I forgot.
I gotta call that girl. I'm kind of dating.
They're not a couple.
Yeah, they're just friends. But yeah.
They're just kind of like, he's kind of dabbling.
Kind of hanging out.
I mean, who is he on that cruise with? That's a good question.
That's what you gotta know right there.
And it's like, he's not taking it as serious. So just don't take it so seriously. Why don't you be a little bit more light about it? If a man wants you, he will aggressively pursue you. And It sounds to me like he's just like, meh, until something better comes along, why don't we just see where this is going? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're only 29. This is not the end of the world. Trust me, your 30s, your 40s, oof, that's the sweet spot for dating, in my opinion.
Just tell him what Selena Gomez said in that song. If you want it, come and get it.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Don't be so easily available. I mean, you don't have to be mean about it, but you've spent the past however long he's been on this cruise stewing about it, losing brain cells and energy over something, and he hasn't given you two thoughts.
Nah, he's drunk.
So you don't invest that kind of energy in someone who's not giving that energy back to you.
Well, at least he called you from the boat when he could talk for a little while. If he called you from the plane,
at least he thought about it.
A very short window of time that he could say, hey, I'm on a plane. They're telling us to hang up our cell phones right now, but I'm going to Hawaii with this girl. Bye.
You want to have a casual something to do until the right one comes along? Great. Keep seeing him.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes, Alex. I am.
Alex writes us and says, I've been in a relationship for a year and 2 months with my boyfriend. We have arguments often, such as him not having a job or a car. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any support from his parents, so he depends all on me. And I don't see him with the same motivation as myself to start life together anytime soon. On another note, I do have a crush on this guy who works with me, but it's a very difficult situation. He's always messing with me in a way that makes me think he likes me. We once had a situation happen at a party where we were both drunk. We ended up holding hands, and I kissed him on the neck a little bit. The only problem with all this is I don't know if my coworker's into guys. He gives off a very strong vibe that he is. Also, when he's around certain people, he tends to brush me off and treat me very differently. But when it's just us, he seems to care a lot for me. He's the complete opposite of my current boyfriend. He has goals for his future and is someone I can see myself with. He's always asking me for advice on things with his personal life and opens up to me. Recently, he stopped working at my job, but I still think about him all the time. I feel helpless because I do have a boyfriend and I don't have any idea if the guy I have a crush on feels the same way towards me. I'm confused on how I feel and I don't know what to do. Please help me. I'm going crazy.
What's this person's name?
Alex.
Alex. Alex.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Even if you didn't have somebody you were crushing on, you want to stay with a bum? So you're telling me your options are stay with a bum who has no motivation in life, who I'm solely supporting, or go pursue somebody who is closeted.
Yeah.
Maybe closeted, not ready to explore that side. It doesn't matter. Even if you didn't have that crush, why would you settle being with a bum who has no motivation, who doesn't bring any spark, zest for life, that you're going to have to drag around like a dead weight through life? I don't care if you have an office crush, a former office crush since he's moved on, that you want to pursue, that's fine. But I would go ahead and close the door on the relationship you're in because it doesn't sound like a good match. And this is what dating's about. It's not either or. Either I stick with the loser or go pursue something that might possibly be. No. Close the door on loser and then open yourself up to possibilities. Maybe with this guy who sounds like he might be in the closet.
And that would be a difficult situation to get into.
That's a very difficult position to be in. You can talk to, we have somebody in the office, Justin, who was dating someone. And Justin was so, I might be putting his business out there, Justin, if I am.
He talked about it loosely.
He did. Justin, you know, he's at a position where he's been out for a while. It was his first relationship. And he wanted to be excited and share that and be public. And the guy he chose was in the closet to a lot of people in his life. And it made it very difficult. So if you're with somebody who's in the closet, you got another set of burdens with that. So just be free. Be free of the albatross that's you've got at home. This just because you're in a relationship for a year and 2 months doesn't mean it's till death do you part.
Right.
I mean, come on. Or until something better comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that person. Don't stay in a relationship until something better comes along.
Go out there and find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So my husband had the nerve. Hold on, I'm going to move my neck. So my husband had the nerve to say that his mom held two jobs, always had home-cooked meals, had the house immaculate, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Somehow wanting me to compete with her, just the nerve really made me super angry. Like, does he live in some fairy tale world where women work 40 hours a week, breastfeed my 4-month-old for 40 minutes, cook, clean, and do laundry, fold such laundry, change and bathe the baby, put them to sleep?
I'm tired for you already.
Then shower and get us all ready for the next day. Mind you, I have a 4-month-old, a 10-year-old, and a 13-year-old. I always come home, take my daughter to boxing class, cook dinner, and take care of the baby and my 10-year-old. And he was upset about laundry? I think this is the literal laundry. Like, I seriously wanted to say, if you want to, if you want me to do everything, then why do I have you here? Whew. Gee, I can feel it. Yeah. How do I get him to appreciate what I do without going ballistic? I am so mad. He can have Taco Bell all this week and do his own doggone lunch. Mm. Roxanna.
Well, yeah, you're very stressed. Move out there, I get it. Your hormones are going crazy. You've got a lot of demands on you, and he probably didn't approach it in the most delicate of ways.
No. Well, he was hungry. And he's waiting on
he wanted his underwear.
His clothes. His food, his, clothes.
You do have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, and a 4-month-old.
And a 4-month-old. It's time to have a family meeting. And decide, some of these kids are old enough to start taking on some of the responsibilities. I get it. You are stressed. You are at the end of your rope. And you do have a lot on you. And it's not fair for you to have to bear the brunt of it. But your 13-year-old and 10-year-old, they're old enough to start helping out with laundry.
Mm-hmm.
They're old enough to, the 13-year-old, to maybe cook dinner, working together once a week to give everybody a break. Because just because the kids in the family, you're all part of the you're all part of the family unit moving right. together. And when the kids get to be a certain age, you can Google it, the right age for certain household chores, if you need to be that specific. You can go find those articles, but you need to have the husband there, all the kids, and say, look, this isn't working. The way it's going right now isn't working, and I need help. And if you need your underwear done, it's good. Somebody's going to have to step up to the plate because I can't do it all.
Yep.
It's a family meeting.
Yeah.
And it's not hot-headed and yelling. I get it. You're very emotional. You're hormonal. I get it. Thank you for yelling to me. But it's time to have a calm. Order pizza one night so you don't have to cook. And let's all sit down and discuss.
And bring him a beer.
And a sandwich.
And some loving.
And some loving.
Good podcast.
Thank you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I know Kelly's the love expert, but this letter's for Big Al.
Great. Oh, I'm going to relax.
So it'll be a quickie.
Bring it on.
I might even have a snack of my, a bite of my Kind bar.
Al, I'm a longtime listener, and I know you've had a past of being unfaithful. My husband cheated, really cheated, as in his affairs crossed years. We're breaking up now, but he keeps saying things like, you're such a good person, and I really do love you. So my question, Al, is can a man really love a woman he cheats on? To me, I could never betray someone I love, but I'm also not a cheater. Do cheaters love their partners and just make bad decisions? There's no hope for this relationship, but it would be nice to believe I meant something to him, to know I'm not the worthless trash I feel like. I just want your honesty, Al, because I'll never get it from him, Haley. Mm.
This is a great question because a lot of people that have been cheated on wonder this, and this is coming from a guy who has changed his ways, but...
And be honest.
Yeah. Be honest.
Do you cheat on people you love?
How can you do this to someone you love? Okay. That is a huge question.
Did you love your wife?
Of course I did. And I'm not just saying that because I did. But I just did make bad decisions as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, that is possible. I had a... as bad as it is, I've been in love with someone else and made the same mistake. So yes, you can be in love with a person and cheat on them and you'll have serious regret. And at some point in that dude's life, he's going to say, man, I sure messed up. I messed up with her, or who, you know, whatever the case is.
Is it ego driven? It's ego driven, isn't it?
Probably. And if something's happening at the house, or if you're having, you could be having work problems and then you just need someone to talk. There's a multiple. You know, several reasons that it happens, but regardless of the reason, it's something that we have to figure out for ourselves. And then on top of that, we make a conscious decision at some point, I'm not going to be that dude anymore.
Right.
So
it's being strong enough to say no to temptation, basically.
Yeah.
And hopefully that guy reaches that level.
And I wasn't. I made some stupid mistakes, but it didn't mean that I didn't love my wife or my girlfriends.
You did love them. Wow.
Loved them.
So there you go. I don't know if that makes you feel better, but Al says he did love them.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
he just made bad choices.
He made bad choices. And none of us are perfect. We all sin.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. And if you want to also write one to Al, apparently
sure,
you can do that as well. Why not? He's here to answer honestly for you, Kid Nation. Yep. We'll be back at it again Wednesday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A little bit of the rules right there from Big Al Mac, just to catch you up.
Sure.
Got to freshen up on the rules, Al. Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, my Jesus.
Hey.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.
Rebecca, what you got going on right now?
Okay, so I dropped the kids off at school, and I'm sitting in a parking lot at the mall, because they listen to y'all every morning, and they always, whenever y'all do the beat debate, they get excited, and they tell me and my best friend to call. So she called last week when y'all did the...
ATM?
The ATM, yeah, but she didn't get it right, so... Oh, my God, I'm calling this morning.
All right.
Look at you.
Perfect. Well, you got through. Congratulations, Rebecca. And you're parked at the mall, so you're ready to go spend the money that you're about to win. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm excited right now.
All right, Rebecca, well, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
World.
Password accepted.
Yeah, I told you I'd get it by round two. I get my stuff back. Sure. All right, you gained entry into the vaults. Now all you got to do, Rebecca, is tell us which vault you would like to pick between 1 and 48. Don't pick 21. That one's been taken already.
Well, I was going to pick 21 because today's my daughter's birthday, but I'll pick 20 because that's one of my friend's birthday. We celebrated yesterday.
All right.
Perfect. Okay, it still works. All right, Rebecca. And what's your daughter's name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, happy birthday.
Alyssa.
Mama's about to win you some money. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Vault number 20 is officially yours, and here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game, since he already kind of told you in the song.
Rebecca, our banker, who has been on a little bit of a hiatus, will holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase the longer you stay in there, okay? And your job is just to say stop before the bank vault door closes. You may just hear numbers in the hundreds, but you may hear 1,000, you may hear 2,000, you may hear 5,000. You still have to yell stop before that door closes, because if not, Rebecca, you and your daughter will not get anything at all.
Got it?
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
He's like, yes, just get to it.
And just remember, if you hear any number with the word 1,000, say stop. It won't go up any higher after it says 1,000, okay?
Okay.
All right. Great.
Let's go, Queen.
All right, Rebecca, let's do this. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
100. 200. 300. 520. 580. 620. 680. 730. 740. 760. 790. 840. 910. 2,000.
Oh, yes, are you scared? The
nerves of steel.
You scared the mall out of me.
Nerves of steel. Girl, what were you waiting on?
2,000.
Rebecca,
I was listening. I was like, no, 1,000.
Wow, you got brave.
You
paid off.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got $2,000.
Did I get it?
Yeah, not only did you get 1,000, you got two of those
2,000.
No, you got 1,000.
You got that 1,000. Man,
okay. Oh, God. I gotta go and tell her. I'm gonna go back.
Rebecca, what are you gonna do with 2,000?
I'm gonna take my kids out of school for today, guys.
There you go.
Fun.
Just make sure that they get that marked there. You know, I think it's like 9:30.
Yeah, they showed up.
Yeah, let them get that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
wait. I'm
going to
wait. Stop by if I go to work, maybe.
Rebecca, nerves are still. What are you going to do with $2,000?
I don't know. We went to Atlanta over the weekend. I don't know. We might go back.
Go back to ATL. Oh, well.
That's awesome.
Rebecca, we don't need to see how high it would have gone. You went the maximum. You found a vault with $2,000. Now it's all yours. You hang on, okay?
Okay.
All
right.
There goes Rebecca. $2,000 richer. First day she found a big one, just like that. If you want to play, make sure you're listening every day this week, 7:10 and 8:10 Central. We'll hook you up with that password, Kid Nation, and you could score a lot of money, just like Rebecca. $5,000 still in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And coming up next, You watched him on Netflix, Queer Eye. He's one of the guys. He's one of the Fab Five. And now he's on Dancing with the Stars. Can't wait to talk to him. Karamo Brown is going to join the show next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, everybody get excited because we have a dancer on the show.
Really?
Dance.
Yes, an official dancer because he's on Dancing with the Stars. He also has a new children's book titled I Am Perfectly Designed. And he's on Queer Eye, one of our favorite shows on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Karamo Brown, everybody. Hello,
Yay.
Karamo.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, buddy. What about you?
I'm good, but y'all stop spreading that rumor I'm a dancer. That's why these judges are giving me low scores, because they think that I'm a dancer beforehand.
Can I tell you something? The biggest beef I've had with the judges this year with Dancing with the Stars has been the scoring, because I feel like they're being a lot tougher on you guys.
Extra harsh.
Yeah, every week I'm like, why? I mean, I'm giving it my all. And, you know, they'll say, no, that's not good enough. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just keep trying. I'm one of those big believers that, you know, you take people's critiques, you take it, and you use it as fuel to rocket you into where you want to be. And so every week when I, you know, in the rehearsal, I listen to what they're saying. I'm like, nah, next week I'm getting, you know, better scores for myself, and I'm going to prove to you that I can do this.
That's right. I thought your Lion King dance, I Can't Wait to Be King, I thought you should have at least gotten an 8, but they give you all 7s. Dude, were you pretty upset about that?
You know what? I was. I'm not going to lie to you. I was pretty upset because I've also been one of the only ones that has only all fast dance or the harder dance, like the quick steps, the samba. And so, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and especially for someone who's never danced before.
Yeah.
Again, I'm telling you, I'm the guy in the club that did the two-step with the drink in the hand.
Really?
And so, yeah, that's the extent of my dance experience. But I tell you this much.
What?
This week,
uh-huh.
Tune in. I'm going shirtless. I got my abs out. I'm giving you emotion. I'm giving you everything this week. This is going to probably be one of the best weeks ever.
Is this the tango week? What is this week? What are you doing?
I'm doing contemporary this week. And
oh.
So it's about bringing emotion. Yeah, anything you want. And so the thing was that I told my partner, Jenna, and I'm like, you know, I got to craft a story. And so I crafted an emotional story in my head, and you can feel the emotion coming through, and I'm excited about it.
Because, dude, these are the dances that make people cry. This is the one that stands out. So this is going to be your week, dude.
I hope so. I really hope so.
You know who else should be really mad on the show? And I don't know if he's shown it backstage, but James Vanderbeek. Oh. They need to put some respect on his name, too, Karamo.
JC has been so upset about how they're treating James Vanderbeek.
They finally gave him 8s and 9s this week, but he should be getting way better scores.
I 100% agree. You know, and I know it's a competition, but I'm one of those people that's like, I'm not, you know, in a good mindset. Everyone comes to my trailer, and I always pump them up and tell them how great they are. And James has become a close friend of mine, like him and his daughter. And I'm just like, James, come on, man. They should be giving you more. First of all, they should give him a bigger score just for that bang alone. That bang is always perfectly
right
across his eye. Every show, I'm like, I understand now why you have so many kids. It's that Vanderbeek
yeah.
bang. That's what it is. If any guy out there is trying to figure out how to get a lady to like them or a guy to like them,
yes.
put the Vanderbeek bang on because it's going to work.
Well, I do have to say this about you, Karamo, and I saw you do this on Queer Eye, and you're doing it with Dancing with the Stars. When you went to that man's house that had different political views from you, and then with all the uproar about Sean Spicer joining the season, that you took such a great approach. It's like, if we would all just stop and talk to each other and look for the commonalities,
right.
I just thought your approach to that was so beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I'm a big believer. Like, Sean and I don't share the same political views, but that does not mean that I can't talk to him and speak to him and have a conversation respectfully. And, you know, when we're on set, we talk about dancing. We talk about him being a family man. We talk about my family.
Yeah.
And there have been moments when we talked about politics. And we don't agree or see eye to eye on a lot of things. But I think that's what's missing from our country right now, people being able to say, we don't see eye to eye, but it's okay. And I understand where people feel hurt because we're in a time where people feel attacked. But I think that if we can find moments to have conversations that are healthy and that are respectful, that's when we grow as individuals. That's when we grow as a country. And, you know, that's always been what I do. And so, I'm never going to stop just because haters are saying, don't talk to somebody. It's just not what I'm going to do.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
And I have to ask a very selfish question. I tried to figure out how to get our coworker Big Al on Queer Eye. I'm not lying, Cromo. He needs help in such a bad way.
What?
I know you've done episode after episode. What does somebody have to do to stand out to be a recipient of one of the Queer Eye makeovers at this point?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, the big thing is that we always tell people when they call in, they always hit up like the, you know, I want a new wardrobe or I want a new house. And it's literally never that.
No.
It's always what our casting directors look for is usually what my category is, which is what's going on the inside. What stopped you from changing, you know, your hair, your diet, your fashion?
Cromo, you should look at him.
And we're here right.
It starts in the soul,
he's
right?
He's a mess. Cromo, yeah. His ex-girlfriend got married to somebody else, and he's just letting himself go, and he's not getting back out there.
He's losing weight.
Thank you, Jason.
Cromo, he needs help.
I'm right here, buddy.
Big Al, you're on the call, right?
Yes,
he's right here,
yeah.
Cromo.
They talk about me like I'm not here, but I am right here.
He's wiping his tears away.
Let's get involved. What's going on? People are saying that you need some help. How do you feel?
Cromo, I feel fantastic.
No, quit lying. Quit lying.
Kelly, I feel great.
He's in denial. Do you experience a lot of that, Cromo, with the guys at first? They're in denial.
You know, it's hard for people to experience growth. Growth is never something that's easy. You got to think about a seed that's pushing through soil. You have to be patient with it and believe in it. And Big Al,
yes.
I don't know your personal situation. So, you know, I'm just going off of this. And it's a morning show, so we're having fun. But I want to tell you, if there's a moment in your life that you're not happy with it, when you get home, you say, you know what, maybe this could be better. Maybe this is not what I want to deserve. I want to remind you right now that you do deserve something better. And I think that's always going to be the first step of people saying, I want to see change. Secondly, reminding yourself that you have a big support system right there. Look at these people in front of you. And even though they're making fun and jokes, they're actually trying to say, hey, we see something and we want something better for you. And so lean into that. Lean into the fact that you do deserve better and that people want to help you to get better.
Cromo, can I just have you call the show every day for a daily affirmation? I need you in my life.
Yeah, you should do a book on that. Your children's book is great, but you should do a book of daily affirmations like a calendar.
You know what? The children's book is the beginning of that. You know, the children's book that I have, I Am Perfectly Designed, was exactly that. It was the mantra I gave my kids growing up. We didn't grow up rich, and we didn't have a lot of money. And they would get teased. They would get told that they're not good enough, that they're not going to have a good life. And I would tell them every day, you were perfectly designed. You know, I'm a religious man, and that was a message I got from the church. And so I pass it on to them. And, you know, that's what this book is about, telling them that no matter what people say to you, whether it's, you know, your teachers, your friends, you know, a so-called friend, your coworker, your boss, whoever, you were perfectly designed and you have everything you need to create the life you want. And part of that is asking for help from those around you. And I'm really proud of the book. I wrote it with my son. The pre-orders are going well. I hope people can listen right now. Can pre-order. You know, you go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and pre-order I Am Perfectly Designed. And it's a great tool just to feel inspired about your life.
When you did Real World, Cromo, did you ever think that you would be where you're at today? Did you think that that was going to end and you're just going to go back and live a regular life? Or did you aspire to be where you're at?
No, I didn't. I was a train wreck on Real World.
Yeah.
Like most 20-year-olds, I was a train wreck. You know, like literally, I look back on that and I'm thankful that the world got to see me in my 20s, you know, at a bar doing things that, you know, acting out of character, cussing, screaming, and fighting, because people get to see my growth. And, you know, after I finished Real World, I actually got really depressed, and, you know, life wasn't good. I got addicted to drugs because I just got lost. And I have to lean in back to myself and say, you know what, I can do this. I can figure this out. I have the skills. I am perfectly designed. And, it got me here to where the fact, like, I have two kids that are happy and healthy, living in a nice home, living in L.A., and this was a lot of hard work, but it was also a lot of reminding myself that even in my darkest days, that the light lives within me.
It does get better. Yeah, you worked hard on yourself, and you worked hard in your career, and now, I can guarantee your two boys are so freaking proud to call you dad, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. They said it last week on Dancing with the Stars. It was the first time I ever heard my kids say, like, they're proud of dad. You know, right before I started dancing, I was blubbering like a big baby. I was like, is this what I do to people on my show?
Yes!
Like, this is fun!
That's exactly what you do on your show, man. Well, look, make sure you vote for Karamo. Keep him around on Dancing with the Stars with Karamo, him and his partner, Jenna.
Karamo, call back every day.
I will. Anytime you all want me, I'll be here.
Karamo Brown, such a pleasure to finally have you on the show, man. Thank you for joining us. And our connection today with Karamo Brown was brought to you by KiwiCo, right. My kids' favorite thing because it's their very own subscription box. Now, Mama and Daddy are not the only ones getting something every single month. They get their box as well. Cool. Now, KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for the kids to make learning about STEAM fun. I'm talking about science, technology, engineering, art, and math designed by experts, tested by kids. So no need to research or worry about gathering all the supplies. And by the way, there are 7 lines to choose from because you can get it for kids ages 0 all the way to 104 years old because it's never too late to start learning. My kids have the Kiwi Crate, which is for kids between the ages of 5 and 8.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can look up which ones your kids should be getting. You'll get a new box every single month. All the supplies are going to be in there so you don't need to make trips to the grocery store and buy anything because that's all included. I love it because I'm doing some learning as well. I get some quality time with my kids. It's convenient. It's affordable. It encourages your children to be anything they want to be. And look, there's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. And monthly options start at $16.95 a month, including the shipping. And for Kid Nation members, you can go to KiwiCo.com/kid. Get that first month for free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/kid. Get that first month for free. That's KiwiCo.com/kid.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.